And welcome back again. You're now listening to the Green Roundtable. After all these months, it's back. We're live at the Regis Suites in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside the star of the Green Roundtable, Frank Clemente, every Tuesday from 4 to 5. Frank, it's welcome back time.
Well, thank you so much. It's been fabulous to come back. I did have a wonderful time, you know, in my hiatus.
Yes.
But now we're going to have even more fun.
Yeah, there's no doubt. This is really, truly one of my favorite shows. The Green Roundtable was on for many years, and a little bit of hiatus, like you said. But we're back, and we're back with power. And, of course, Frank, you are the owner of Clemente Design Landscaping and Customer Home Design Building.
Custom home. Yes, yes.
Did I say it right?
Well, you're getting very close.
How close was I?
Well, a customer, you said customer homes. It's supposed to be a custom home.
Oh, yeah, I did say customer. I meant custom home design building. It was just a matter of two letters, E-R. And I saw one of your projects the other day. Remember,
yeah.
We had a nice lunch at Zetejas.
Yeah.
Ah, great place.
Great place to go. Zetejas has a sort of a atrium where you can you feel like you're outside.
That's great.
In a garden.
Yeah, it was very nice. But your project was fabulous. I saw the inner workings, and I'll tell you, I have no idea how you do it. I mean, you have all these beautiful designs, and you have to, it starts in your mind as an idea, and then you put it on paper, and then I saw the living proof of it. It's not quite yet completed, but then it manifests physically. Wow, you gotta be excited over that.
Well, you know, I'm very thankful for the client, because the client is the one who makes it happen.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're doing the interiors, we're doing the building, and we're doing the landscaping. It's a ecological concept where everything is worked together as opposed to separately.
Yeah.
And so the client gets a product that's harmonious with the outside, and the interiors are harmonious with the people, with their lifestyle.
And when you say harmonious, are you talking about the coordination of colors and material and placement where you build, and not to upset the overall system where the land is? Is that what you mean?
Well, it's basically a theme. You have a theme, and in this case, it's a Pueblo theme.
So
we have representations of Pueblo and Native American architecture represented in the garden, represented in the interiors.
Wow.
We have a Native American fabric that's used as a drape for windows that go from floor to ceiling.
I saw that.
So, well,
cool.
It will be installed in another week or 10 days.
Yeah.
So we plan to have the Green Roundtable go out there and have...
a remote.
Yes, have a remote.
Hey, that would be really cool, a remote live at one of your completed projects. That would be a lot of fun. It was really nice. I did enjoy a nice property as well, nice views.
Nice property. It's an acre property.
Yeah.
And one of the things is that the owner was very open to creative thinking and creative ideas.
How important is that with the clients to be open? Not just open, but open to your ideas.
Well, open to ideas in general, and then open to mine. So you have two levels there, and it's they're participants in the design process because of their thinking and what they want. What we try to do is find out what they really want and interpret that in a creative way.
Which is interesting to me, because not only do you have to understand what they're communicating, then you have to interpret it through the design process.
And
then they look at it on paper and go, yeah, that's sort of what I meant, right?
The feedback concept.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so you get it either through drawings, color illustrations, computer animation, computer illustration, or just plain words.
How important is it that it's so crystal clear once it goes from the idea stage to the blueprint or the design on paper? Because certainly I could think right now that if it's not that clear and you end up building physically whatever you're building and then the completed project and they go, well, that's not what I had in mind, right? So it's real critical every step.
Every step is critical, and that's why you can do plans, and you can go only so far with plans and graphics and illustrations, but then the contractors or the subcontractors have got to have a feel for where this is going to go, and they have to understand what the other fellow's doing and what the overall design idea is all about.
And that's why it's good if you overview it, because you know the entire coordination.
I have
the
big
picture. Yeah, which is, and you have the small details, too.
You have to do both,
yeah.
Big picture and small details.
That is so interesting. So go ahead, Frank.
So both sides of the brain have got to be working.
Yes, and I know people that none of their brains are working or none of their sides are working.
You're probably talking about me for a year.
No, oh, not at all. So you're talking left and right brain, logical versus creativity.
Yeah.
And you have to know when to use which one, obviously.
Yes, and usually circumstances present themselves, so you decide which one to use.
Very, very important. So the Green Roundtable, let's talk a little bit
The Green Roundtable is a concept where we're working with a new reality in our world and our society. And the new reality is sustainability of our planet. We've become very aware that we're living in a planet that's very unique in this particular part of the solar system. So now we're saying, and it's kind of a gift to us as we are born on this planet, and we receive all the gifts from the farm, you know, farming and fresh air and all this. And so we're really, the Green Roundtable is helping people to grow their green understanding within themselves and their feeling and in their thinking.
I like that. And that was one of my questions, and you answered it. Is it a way of thinking? Certainly, yes. Is it a way of believing? Sounds like it. Is it even, I should say, it's probably even more important as important, it's a way of behaving. Because if you don't behave and you just say you believe, but you don't actually put in action, that could amount to waste and erosion of natural resources.
Yes, and that has been the general ways that people have been operating, is to exploit resources without under feeling or caring about how it affects the big picture, and how that big picture really in the long run will dominate. And that big picture is called Mother Nature.
Yeah. In other terms, how about the carbon footprint?
Carbon footprint, yes, all of that is important. But so every person on the planet in some way who's has the skills and the capability is it's important that they do their part.
Yeah.
And not everybody is possible, because some countries are so poor that really they can't do very much about it. But developed countries are the ones that really have to lead this, and that's why the radio show is in America, the United States.
Yeah, and that's the Green Roundtable. So in future shows, I suspect we're going to be doing related areas of green. Some of the things I thought of, there's financial aspects of green. There's legal. Businesses, a lot of businesses popping up. The social aspect of green, right? And the politics of green, you could see that battling up in Washington virtually every day. What other aspects of green would you think the Green Roundtable is going to be?
Well, you know, the thing that we've inherited recently, you know, about 20 years ago, any person who was a farmer and he was going to do organic farming, he was ridiculed, and he was thought to be kind of a weirdo, or that it would never work. But today, so many people, you go to Whole Foods, you go to a lot of these markets, and organic food is becoming, or is, a really has a strong market share. And because people are becoming more responsible for their health, and that's part of being green.
Responsibility, or taking responsibility.
Taking responsibility for their health. And so, and the Internet has been assisting people to communicate and share ideas about being living better, living cleaner, living even more successful financially and in relationships with other people.
Yeah, so there's a lot to this, and of course, shaping behavior is important because you got to behave like we talked about in a green way. Now, One way I think people or government shape behavior, I mean, with tax credits and so on, they could actually give incentives for people doing like solar, right?
Yes.
And other things. How important is that?
Well, you have the corporate establishment who has some feeling that maybe solar might be a threat to some utility companies, and so there's some disputes as to there's a loss of fees from the utilities, and because some of the solar offsets into that income to the utilities, so there's a debate on that, and I have friends of mine who are working in the legislature to, you know, minimize the fees that utilities want to impose on people who have solar.
Oh, they do? Yeah. Right.
That's a long story.
I don't know.
Well, it's, as I said, it's a loss of their market share and a loss of their income.
That is interesting. And it's
so Green has a group of people who don't want it because it interferes in their revenue streams.
When you say green, then, in that case, is short-term thinking.
I would say it's short-term thinking, or even the other word could be self-serving.
Yeah.
Because so many things that are, and that's why people have taken to the Internet, because they feel that there's a little more freedom to choose what you want. Freedom of choice is, our country was built on freedom of choice.
That's right.
And so when organizations take away that freedom, you know, people just don't like that. And so the Green Roundtable is about expressing a new freedom, which includes or is part of green.
Which is so important and so refreshing. And that's what we're going to be doing every month on the Green Roundtable. Really, the way I see it is educating, creating awareness, assisting, helping maybe in behavior shifts, because I like what you said earlier. It's that also green thinking within oneself, that maybe the NLP comes up in that case, neuro-linguistic programming and green, about what you can do is to relook at how you look at traditional things, and maybe it's not working the way you want. And certain countries look generations ahead. I'm not sure America is
as Germany
to do that, yeah. Or Germany, yeah.
Germany is very has a lot of advanced systems.
Yeah, so
even in medicine, 10 and 20 years ahead of what we're doing.
Now that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't even talk about the green and the medical aspect, and that could be another one. And we've had people on the show about that. Dr. Doris Rapp.
Doris Rapp, yes.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have doctors and medical researchers, and we're going to have different experts in the different green fields, successful businessmen, and even people who are interested in expanding their business, or people who want to be more green, and we assist them with concepts, and eventually we might even have a think tank where people can come together and discuss ideas for marketing, for how to serve the public better, and to deal with changing times.
See, and that's very important. And if you don't change, well, you wither.
Change will go on whether you want it or not.
And you may wither away. Why don't we take a quick break right now? When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. The return of the Green Roundtable, very exciting. And this will be, of course, the fourth Tuesday of every month from 4 to 5, starring none other than Frank Clemente, back from a hiatus. Green Roundtable, we'll be right back.
At Birenbaum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.riiadvisors.com. That's riiadvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's riiadvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Welcome back again. You are listening to the return of the Green Roundtable every fourth Tuesday from 4 to 5, starring none other than Frank Clemente, who owns Clemente Design Landscaping and Custom Home Design Building. How did that sound?
Thank you very much, David. I appreciate that.
Much better. And this is great because I didn't want to call it the debut, but it's the return.
The return.
The return. And we had a lot of fun. But we've had some great guests in the past. I mean, Steve Thomas, what was that, Innovation Nation?
Yeah, Innovation Nation. We had Begley.
Yeah, Ed Begley Jr. I think all the hosts of This Old House. And, God, we had so many.
Well, a lot of local business people,
yeah.
People from the utilities that were guests.
Yeah.
and the people who are just professionals like architects.
Yeah, so this is fantastic. We're going to be doing the Green Book of the Month.
Green Book of the Month. We recommend the book. And also we want to be able to get feedback from people. You know, what would they like to know about? What topics would they be interested in?
Yeah, and I guess, Greg, what they could go to breakradioshow.com and click on the big F, and that goes to Facebook and make comments, I suspect, right, on
what they
want to hear.
They could pose questions of what they'd like to hear,
yeah.
You know, and then that could give us something for the next show.
Yeah, and then we're going to talk about real estate and the green
real estate developments, green communities, and green farming.
And here's what I'm really looking forward to, the green fashion show.
Green fashion show.
Yeah, right. Nothing more natural than birthday suits. No, I'm kidding. But the green fashion show, that should be sort of cool. I like that a lot. And so we'll have all topics, and if you look at it, Frank, it sounds like we're going to be a resource center for people. So the center... Sure, the center point for people to call in, because as you know, I'm a CPA and know some green stuff there, and of course you have been in the green arena for, wow, how long do you want to say?
About 30 years.
Holy cow, you did it before anyone. It's like that girl that she was country before country.
Was country.
Yeah. What was that girl's name? I forgot. But anyway, so a lot of good stuff, and we know a lot of good professionals, and if you're going to go green, it makes sense to go green.
Well, we want to bring it down to the level of everybody's life, you know.
Yeah.
People that can understand it and use it, because that's really the important thing. And we'll discuss about fuels, you know, and we'll discuss about automobiles, you know, what's happening in the arena of electric cars, you know, hydrogen-powered automobiles, you know, and make distinctions. We can get speakers on this very issue and deal with people who are in the farming business. What are they doing that's new?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in farming. There's farming techniques where they use electromagnetic energy that stimulates growth. Matter of fact, a builder friend of mine from Italy, and his family, they would stick a rod of galvanized tube into the ground, and it would pull in the energy and energize the plants, and he would have healthier plants and plants that grew larger.
Wow.
And these are actual things that happen and verified by people's what they do.
So there's a lot of things that people don't know, and we will bring up to their awareness, things that people should be doing, things that will be done in the future. Let me ask you this. What are some of the obstacles, do you believe, let's take from America's standpoint, United States, obstacles of fully going green? What is it?
Well, there's a belief that it's very expensive, and you know that the limitations are financial, and if you take a short-term view, in many cases, green can be more expensive to start out with, but in the long run, it's not only less expensive, but it's also healthier, and it changes the lifestyle that people have. So one of the things that is going to happen, whether we like it or not, is that we're going to have to change our lifestyle.
Well, there's no doubt. And you know, as you talked about that, I thought, well, we talked about medical and green, but somehow if everyone's healthier, won't it reduce the health costs?
It'll
in the country?
Hopefully it would reduce the health costs and people will eat better. And I think if you notice, some restaurants are growing in this area, you know, like True Foods is in a restaurant.
Yeah.
You have the Vig. A lot of these restaurants are saying, hey, you know, there's a market here to create and serve healthy menus and food.
In fact, after I talked to you, we had lunch at Zitejas a couple days back. What is it today, too? It must have been like the last week sometime,
yes.
Thursday. And we talked about True Foods, and I went there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went there on
the one on which one?
On Saturday, I think Camelback.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It was good. Got the, what do you call it, all the vegetables on ice. Mm-hmm. Ever have that?
Mm-hmm.
It was good stuff, and then a curry dish.
And a fabulous dish that they have is a squash pie.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
Yes.
You know, we should, and that'll be another thing we probably do, maybe interview, maybe even do remote broadcast right on location at some of these great health food places because, you know, people should be aware of it. And you're right, with Whole Foods, would Trader Joe's be considered in that arena too?
Yes, I would say that.
Sprouts, I guess.
Sprouts would be more like it. Yeah.
But Whole Foods seems to be very popular.
Very, very, very popular, and there's tremendous growth. And speaking of Whole Foods, we're talking about investment opportunities in green businesses.
Oh.
And certainly to invest in Whole Foods, and I'm not a person who is in that business of investing.
Yeah.
But just from a layman, it seems to me that investing in these types of businesses would produce good dividends for people.
I would think, yeah.
And income.
So we could track that, too, and really talk about, wow, so many different topics throughout the nation, too, because we, of course, live on BTBN, which is Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, as well as nationally, blogtalkradio.com/BTBN. First on Saturdays, we're in 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. With our entertainment and sports shows. But the Green Roundtable is something that I know, Frank, you have a passion for.
Well, it's very comprehensive. And, you know, it's like you can't deny it. I mean, you can spend a lot of time in denial like we do in many other things.
Yeah.
But the sustainability in green is here to stay.
Well, it's got to be. And sustainability, if you think about it, you can apply that term to businesses, whether green or not, and you know, that makes a lot of sense to me. Can you sustain? And you better keep up with the changes too, and that's what you talked about a little bit earlier. Let me ask you this, and I'm suspect on future shows, the consequences of not going green, but why don't you talk a little bit about
that? Oh, I like
that
question.
Yeah, it really is, because I think it's people need to know, what are some of the consequences not going green?
Well, one of the consequences is that you're going to be getting the same old stuff that you've had before. In other words,
yeah,
you're not going to be you're going to, let's say, fail or be left out of what you could have because of the shifts. And this is a positive shift; it's not a negative shift.
Yeah.
And so we've had. What we've been doing has been very destructive to our health and to our nation. If we want to build our country up, because we're competing with so many other nations, we want to build America up. And so it means that if we're going to do that, to me, a patriot would be somebody who says, I'm going to build my country up, and some of the businesses that are better for everybody would be one way to do that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, and as you were talking, I thought of another area that we haven't talked about, athletics in green.
Absolutely, sports.
And
there's so many, you know, I think sports is changing.
It is.
All the injuries that a lot of these fellows and women, men and women sports get, and they're crippled for life. And
yeah,
a lot of times they pass on.
Yeah, there's been some lawsuits, you know, in this area. NFL.
This arena.
Yeah, exactly. The NHL just had a lawsuit slapped on them, actually, regarding probably similarities to NFL, yeah, concussions. And it's a thing of life. But athletics in green, I mean, the National Hockey League does a very good job. I know they talk about green. They encourage their franchises to go green. They give awards for that. I remember last year. I think all the other leagues are doing that too. So it starts at the top, and athletics are huge in this country. You got to give credit to the National Hockey League, Major League Baseball, NFL does it. I think the NBA does it. Encouraging this type of behavior, you got to like that.
Well, it doesn't mean that they have to use a green basketball or anything like that.
But they are encouraging the overall structures, the systems of the franchises to promote awareness and to actually to implement strategies within themselves. But it makes sense. I mean, as a league, if you think about it economically, if they can reduce their costs by more efficiency, well, then everyone's more profitable. They want their leagues, their franchises to be profitable.
Well, they are profitable. I think what we're saying is that it's going to be a shift in the way that profit is created.
Yeah.
That's going to be a little different. And certainly the health of the sports people, you know, the players is very important, or else you don't have a game.
Yeah, and you don't have a franchise either. Yeah, I agree with you. Well, we had the National Hockey League give us actually arrange an interview up in Canada, remember, the Green Roundtable with WWE, Worldwide, what was that called?
I don't remember.
Yeah, Worldwide.
Well, it was Worldwide.
Yeah, but it was very cool up in Canada. We had a nice discussion about some of what they're doing up in Canada. And help, you know, assisting in the green, I guess we could call it the green movement. So other consequences of not going green. I mean, economics, I mean, just as a country, you can get behind the eight ball there.
You can certainly get behind, and we've already talked about health, you know, that we want to, if we persist in the same poor health habits, you know, that's a negative thing that can occur. The other thing negative occurs is the thinking processes. If we don't improve in the way we use our strategies and the approaches that we take to manufacturing and to business, we will be left out.
How about wasteful resources? And a country without much resources could be a country in jeopardy.
Could be a country in jeopardy, and another business or many businesses are turning what we call waste into products.
Mm.
They're turning waste into even the fabrics. They're turning waste into insulation in buildings. So waste, the idea of just tossing it on the ocean or tossing it out the window is going out the window.
I like that. That could be a book title. Yeah, I think so. And why don't we take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on the return of the Green Roundtable starring Frank Lemeny every fourth Tuesday from 4 to 5. And when we come back, we'll talk about the possibility of remotes. We're going to be doing remote broadcasting at like health food stores, maybe restaurants, maybe nurseries, maybe a whole host
or
of
business
places.
People,
yeah,
and people who think green and get and receive their ideas of how to improve.
No doubt about it, and we'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
And welcome back again. You are listening to the Green Roundtable. I should say the return of the Green Roundtable. Of course, it will be on every fourth Tuesday from 4 to 5. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside the star of the Green Roundtable, Frank Clemente. Frank, we're going to be rotating this Green Roundtable throughout the Valley, maybe even out of state too, but at least starting doing remote broadcasts, maybe at some great health food stores or restaurants, businesses, get some exposure, get an audience, maybe have a question-answer period, do some green networking. People need to know this. It creates opportunities, and more importantly, sustainability creates quality of life. Maybe that's a good way to talk about it.
It's a green quality of life, if you want to use that term. But we also want people to be able to contribute. You know, we could have the green Facebook site where people can contribute or present ideas that they would like to see or things they'd like to know more about, or if they have something to contribute, they can do so.
Yeah.
So this is you might call it a forum, the Green Forum.
And I was, hey, we could, or an idea exchange. How about
an
that?
An idea exchange.
I thought of that. That could be a book.
That could be a book.
A book deal. I want the movie rights.
All
okay.
Right. Okay.
An idea.
I want the starring role.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. You could. And the leading lady, who would your leading lady be?
Well, we'll have to have a contest.
Oh.
The Green Beauty Contest.
Let's see.
Or the Green Acting Contest.
What's that girl, Greg? Jessica Biel? Yeah. I think I'll take her as the leading lady. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Oh, I just got married. I'll take my wife as a leading lady. Oops. Okay. Anyway, Let's see. So there's a lot of great topics here, and it's very, very important. So I'm looking forward to this. We could even get down to Washington, D.C., do remotes, and sort of ask some of our fearless leaders, I guess you could call them, what's up with the green movement here? And, of course, that's if they can get out of their own way, because a lot of political unrest going on right now.
Well, yes, and that's what we hope to try to help people to rise above all this conditions that are destructive and cause problems, you know, in family life. You know, maybe there's such a thing as a
green marriage.
Green marriage.
Is there? You think there is? What would a green marriage be, by the way?
Well, it's not getting married and serving carrots and lettuce.
No.
No, that's not it.
I wonder what it would be, a green marriage. Maybe a way. I know what it would be, because if you think of the theme of green, it's really not about you being the center of the universe. It's really thinking of generations to come. How can you leave it best for them, the quality of life? So if you think about a green marriage, it would be, what can you do to help your partner, your spouse, to be the best they can be? Would that be a good
discussion? That would be very good, and we would hope that the partner was open to that.
Yeah.
And receptive to making those changes.
We could have a green marriage game.
Yeah, there we go. And,
wow, I like it already.
We can have a green marriage game, and what's my green line?
Yeah, that's right. I think that's really cool. So there's a lot of good stuff that we will be going over. Other topics we talked about off the break, school systems, of course.
Well, the food for all the kids. You know, this is a tremendous thing that's important, to have kids eating the right foods. If when you look around and you see a dullness in studying, even it affects your IQ. And so if you can have the proper foods and the proper nourishment, you have clearer thinking.
Yeah.
Because you feel good.
And that makes sense. Is that a problem right now? We could do some investigative reporting on the Green Roundtable,
yes,
where cafeterias are, I've heard certain schools are, putting Coke machines in, and maybe that's controversial. Maybe
or candy
serving
bars, all
yeah.
that kind of stuff. So,
so that is the problem, isn't it?
Well, it contributes to it.
Yeah. So I think I know who we could talk to about this. Mika Brzezinski, what's her name? Brzezinski. Morning Joe, ever see her?
No.
She's very in tune to this. That would be good. It's actually a nice show on MSNBC. Mainly political, but she talks about kids and how important it is to have good, healthy nourishment. In fact, I think she wanted to outlaw candy, actually outlaw it. Of course, that would be a little difficult.
Well, it would be difficult because, that's one of the things. We try to legislate behavior, and that's really a tough job.
It is.
And I was talking to my doctor, and he said to me that there are two poisons, sugar and salt.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said. And so, and I don't eat salt, and I don't eat sugar. I do have agave sweetener, stuff like that, natural.
Yeah.
But I don't eat that. And frankly, I feel much better.
Wow.
And at one point, I used to miss salt. I like that kind of little tasty, salty taste. But
you don't miss it anymore.
Now I don't miss it anymore because I start to really taste the natural taste of all the fruit and vegetables.
I like pepper.
And pepper's fine.
Pepper's good.
Yeah, but salt and sugar are poisons, according to the doctor, my doctor.
Wow, but how about the substitute sweeteners? They're not
that's
good.
That's worse.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because now you're ingesting all the chemicals.
Wow, this is a chemical country.
It's a
welcome to America. Oh, but anyway.
America, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But I like how you said it better than I did. Say that again.
America.
Okay. What did that sound like? Okay, it sounded interesting. Transportation, we're going to talk about. That's big. Airlines, jets, motorcycles. Talk about motorcycles. Is it that's something that might be thing of the future, more people on motorcycles?
Well, more people on some type of conveyance that will use very little fuel. Even the scooters,
Yeah, I've seen that. How does that work, by the way?
Those Vespas,
How does it work? They're just standing on them.
Yeah, well, it's
electric?
No, but there could be electric. Doesn't mean they couldn't be electric. No.
Yeah, I saw that. That looked interesting. And they're just standing up and they're moving it. So that's really important. Of course, airlines, well, with fuel, I mean, that could start to get real expensive. Although I noticed gas has gone down really low. Why is that?
I have no idea.
I noticed it was like $2.95 a gallon the other night. It broke the $3 barrier.
Well, that's very...
We're going to have to look into that. Yeah, that was at Costco. Ever go to Costco?
No.
Okay. You go to True Foods and Whole Foods.
True Foods.
So there's a lot of good stuff.
Well, also we're going to have newsletters. And
yeah.
We're going to want to send newsletters where people can sign up for a newsletter, and a lot of this information will be presented to them. Also, you know, in the future, hopefully, we could have some videos have videos that introduce ideas or actual hands-on things, you know, and be able to give people educational videos on, you know, because we can all talk here about green, but if I don't know how to do it, what good does it do?
Yeah. So instruction.
In an entertaining way.
Yeah. You know, it was interesting when the Green Roundtable was on a while back. You know, we met with some people, and I know you and I always noticed, I think they were called greenwashers, weren't they? That they're the ones that said, oh, I'm green now, but it was a job more for them to make money than actually being really embracing the green movement. And is that a problem still?
Oh, I would say so. It's a problem with anything where people, they're dilettantes in the area, and they also advocate in order to change their identity.
Yeah.
And to present an identity that is manufactured is not really the true authentic self. And green sustainability is about authenticity, and it is about, you know, being straightforward and authentic.
You know, I'm going to throw this out. I'm not sure if it's correct, but let me get your comments. When I think of non-green people or corporations, I sort of like think of greed. It, like greed and green don't go together, do they?
No, they don't.
No?
Developing of your, well, you know, you want to develop your own resources, and you certainly want to have prosperity and success.
But that's different than green.
And what we're saying is that we're saying that green can contribute to your success, can contribute to a better lifestyle, and can contribute to our nation as a whole.
You know, what popped in my mind when you said that, you remember the, unfortunately, that oil spill in New Orleans for the Gulf?
BP.
Yeah, huge. And BP, they have been, I don't know if they're
cleaning it up.
Not only cleaning it up, but they ran a major PR thing that it may have switched people over. I mean, it just shows the power of PR. Well, I think they were mandated to do it or something happened, because what a mess that was, and what's a long-lasting impact on that type of oil spill?
Well, you know, we have a tendency to blame the manufacturers.
Yeah.
But the manufacturers are providing a service and a product that we are demanding. And so what we really need to do is to change the demand side that demands green, and that's part of what the Green Roundtable is about.
Oh, good. So it will be a shift of thinking, creating a new culture, a better life for people, more and job opportunities.
Job
a
opportunities.
Of, a lot of green jobs.
Well, there's environmental law. There's a variety of things.
Wow, this is going to be exciting. I'm so glad the Green Roundtable is back. And Frank Clemente, how do they get in touch with you? You, owner, founder of Clemente Design Landscaping and Custom Home Design Building.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
ClementeDesignIsGreen.com. That's my website.
That's easy enough.
Yep.
ClementeDesignIsGreen.com. Is there a number or just on the website?
Well, it's all on the website, but my number would be 602-540-3773. That's my cell.
That is so exciting. So how excited are you that the Green Roundtable is back?
Yeah, I am excited, and I look forward to a great year.
Yeah, and we will be back with the very first show, January 14th. Fourth Tuesday, 4 to 5.
That's Flag Day.
That is Flag Day? I didn't even know that.
No,
but we
kidding.
Will be taking December
I'm
off.
Just kidding.
But January 2014, the Green Roundtable will debut January 4th Tuesday from 4 to 5 on BreakRadioShow.com, BTBN, BlogTalkRadio.com, /BTBN. And we will be doing some shout-outs on 1480 AM.
And music. We will also have people who participate
oh,
in music.
Music. I like that part. I never thought of that. Wow. This
what?
Is very good. Music. I'm putting the music industry in my notes right now.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Lemeny, thank you so much. See you in January. And everyone have a great Thanksgiving.
Have a green New Year.
And a green, great Thanksgiving. Well, not green Thanksgiving, but a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you Friday. Bye-bye.